So great to be with you on this Thursday morning. Where did May go? It's the 1st of June already, the 152nd day of 2023. There are 213 days left in the year. Make each and every day count. Each day is a gift, and what a special morning it is. Whenever we have the great mayor of the great city of Detroit, Mayor Mike Duggan, with us, it gives us great joy. And I know we're going to be together a lot because going right from this fabulous event, we go to the fabulous event on the streets of Detroit tomorrow.
Right.
We'll be broadcasting in the morning trackside for the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear Corporation. And then tomorrow night, you and Dr. Sonia will be with us at the grand premiere.
Right.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Oh, my God. It's been fabulous. And what they've done on the streets has been so exciting. People haven't even been complaining about the traffic.
That's spoken like a true mayor. Yeah. You have to look at the pluses and minuses. And one of the pluses is, hey, and no one's complaining about the traffic. God bless you. This is such a big deal because it now makes this race so inclusive. It's exclusive still. It's an exclusive big deal for the city of Detroit. But it's inclusive in that everybody who wants to can watch this race without spending a penny.
Well, what Roger Penske and Bud Denker have done is phenomenal. And I was never a big fan of the Belle Isle move. You didn't even know it was there. But now, much of the track, as you say, the fence will be open. And they've created an entire row on Cadillac Square of 27 Detroit businesses.
That's so cool.
And so what's going to happen being downtown is the downtown businesses are going to benefit tremendously from the traffic. Right, which they would not have on Belle Isle. It's just great all the way around.
We would always wait for the David Sowerby report saying this was worth $55 million to the city of Detroit, like a week or two later. These people, trackside, are going to see it and feel it immediately.
Right.
All of the businesses, all of the restaurants, and that special setup they have for the small businesses being featured. I couldn't be more thrilled. I know you as mayor couldn't be more thrilled.
When Roger called me and said, I want to do this presentation about bringing it downtown, I said, don't give me any presentation. What took you so long? So it's going to be really special.
Oh, it is. And we're excited about it. And WJR will be there starting tomorrow morning and looking forward to it. Now, it's always important to have you on the show, Mr. Mayor. I want to make sure, is there anything in particular that you want to mention before we introduce the guest that you brought along, which indicates to me how important he is?
Rich is much more interesting than I am.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know this. You don't usually bring someone with you to your scheduled interview and give up some of your time. So tell me why Richard Hosey is so very important to you.
I just ran into him in the hall walking in.
Wait a minute. You didn't charge him to come on. Hey, would you like to come on the radio? For 50 bucks, you can come on the radio. That didn't happen, I hope.
Richard is one of the most successful developers in Detroit. He's taken vacant buildings nobody thought anybody could do anything with and has just quietly gone about transforming them. And now he and Greg Jackson have taken on the biggest project of all, that huge Fisher 21 plant, that white, ugly building you've seen for 30 years at 94 and 75, and he's going to turn it into apartments, and is certainly going to be one of the people who will benefit if we can get this land value tax through.
Mr. Hosey, it is a pleasure, and I'll say then an honor to welcome Richard Hosey, Hosey Development, to the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR, alongside the mayor. And you must have a special eye for this opportunity. If the mayor speaks glowingly about you taking buildings that nobody cared about, nobody wanted, and turning them into really good and important buildings, you must have a special eye for that.
So I have a special love for Detroit, and I got a chance to see these type of projects happen all over the country and kind of bring that experience back home.
What are you looking for?
So I'm looking for some of the great architecture. The strength, so many of these buildings were built so well that it may take something to bring them back, but the bones are still there. I love the great windows, the high ceilings that you can't recreate now, the layouts where you get a true open feeling, and the atmosphere, the city that you walk out into. And so you come out of these great buildings and you have all this great excitement and environment and cultural institutions that can't be replicated.
How many projects you got done now in the city?
Yeah, let's see. We have 4 done and 3 under construction.
Are they all apartment buildings?
They're all apartment buildings with some type of retail on the bottom.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting.
It's very exciting.
And it kind of ties in, Mayor Mike Duggan, with what you talked about Wednesday. Was that yesterday?
It was.
That's amazing. That was just yesterday.
Yeah, my time cycle is different than yours.
Well, Wednesday, when you talked about the idea of hiking the city's property taxes for vacant land and buildings while lowering the rate for occupied homes and businesses in a split tax plan that you think will resolve many of our blight and high property tax woes.
Well, homeowners in Detroit would see an average of a 25% property tax cut, and we've got the highest property taxes in the state, so it would be a welcome relief. But basically what we're proposing is to cut taxes 30% on all buildings in the city and triple the tax on all land in the city. And what that does is vacant lots, instead of these owners paying $30 a year, they'll pay $85 a year. But it'll raise the taxes on the vacant commercial buildings, but it'll also have a negative impact on parking lot owners, on auto and salvage yard owners, on people who may have a small building with a lot of land. And it's going to have some impact downtown where the land values are already pretty high when you triple the land value. So there's going to be winners and losers, and it's something that with Speaker Joe Tate, we hope to work through the legislature this fall.
By the way, I just saw this statistic. It's astonishing to me. For every car in America, there are 6 parking spaces.
Is that true?
Yes. I read it in either the New York Times, so it has to be true, the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal. For every car, there are 6 parking spaces. So I ask you, how come when I'm looking for a parking space, I can't find one? That's what I'm asking. Where the hell are those other 5 parking spaces? Anyway, so this will also, I think, move people off the dime, if you will, if they're just holding on to property for what I'm not sure. Oh, it's going to get more valuable. Oh, whatever. This is going to move people to say, well, it's going to be cheaper for me to develop this property, which helps the city.
And so every group that has studied this has said, Detroit, you need to raise the taxes on the land and lower the taxes on the buildings. When you tax buildings the highest in the state and you tax land lowest in the state, you get a bunch of empty land and you don't get many buildings. And so it may seem obvious, but it's not going to be an easy fight because there are a lot of people who have benefited from the speculation over the years at very cheap cost. They pay $30 a year for their vacant lot. They don't bother to cut it, so we cut it. They don't bother to pick up the illegal dumping, so the city picks up the illegal dumping. We want them to pay their fair share.
Yeah, who could blame you for that? Richard Hosey is with us. He came along with the mayor, Hosey Development. What's the toughest thing for you right now in terms of developing property in Detroit?
Well, I think I constantly, of course, have a shifting interest rate environment and construction cost environment. But it's kind of keeping that momentum going. The time associated with laying out a project and going through all of the processes, getting all the financing together. And what has been great is all the city processes, working with the administration, the council, and it's such a supportive process now that now we're back to just real estate fundamentals. And so it's always working through that.
And Mr. Mayor, it's good to see. I've been around a long time. There's been plenty of times when the administration and the city council don't get along and sometimes come to loggerheads and crash into each other. That's not happening now. Everyone seems to understand how important this work is.
The folks at Amazon said it's never been easier to site a distribution center anywhere in the country than it was in Detroit. But we aren't able to compete on costs, and I'm proud of the fact that we in council are competing on being the easiest place to do business.
That's excellent. Good news. Anything else we need to know before I let you go?
It's beautiful a week on the island.
It is a beautiful week on the island, and instead of what we've said for years, we go from island to island. We're not going to Belle Isle from here, Mackinac Island. We're going to the streets of the city of Detroit for the most exciting motorsports activity in a very, very long time, roaring through our streets, and right along with that, bringing money, opportunity, inclusiveness. It's a very exciting time.
I'll see you on Jefferson tomorrow.
We'll be there. Mr. Mayor Mike Duggan with us, along with meeting for the first time, Richard Hosey, Hosey Development, but I look forward to more conversations with you, sir.
Absolutely. Same here.
Don't be a stranger around our place. 8 to 15 at News Talk 760 WJR.